Good morning. Oh, so last night I went to see Halloween opening night, and it was quite a scene. Packed theater. What a talkative audience. That I don't even get mad. I know when I go to see a horror movie, an action movie, particularly opening night, opening weekend, it's just going to be a lot of chatty folk in the audience. People like to talk during those movies. A lot of people, of course, during a horror movie, people like to criticize the judgment of those in the horror movie. But, you know, if we all listen to you, Mr. Advice, there would be no movie. Of course. Yes. I don't want to spoil it. I was going to say the different advice that was given to the characters in this new Halloween movie. But I feel like I don't want to ruin anything. Just go see it. It's great. It's a lot of fun. Probably the best one of those types of movies, like a slasher 80s movie, like since the 80s, I would imagine. I guess. To be quite honest, I don't even remember seeing the... I don't know if I saw the first Halloween, but I think I did. I saw one of them. I definitely saw a guy in that mask. Or maybe I'm thinking of the Rob Zombie Halloween that came out like 10 years ago. That one was pretty good too. What is it about just a big old fucking maniac, big old silent maniac in a mask, and just a white painted rubber mask that's so good? It's and did that come after Friday the 13th? Was it like, oh, he's got the hockey mask, we need a mask too? I don't know. One of them ripped off the other, whichever came first. But this is like I said, two thumbs up, 5 stars, whatever the fuck. It's I highly, unless you don't like violent movies, then don't go. But yeah, I think you already knew that. I mean, you're no dummy. You're like, I don't like violent movies. Maybe I'll go see Halloween. Then you're not doing your research. All right, I guess we'll look at the news. Star-Kissed admits fixing tuna prices, faces $100 million collusion fine. Well, I really felt like I was paying more for my tuna than I needed. Yeah, you know, is this really? I don't even know what tuna costs. I buy my tuna at Trader Joe's. I feel like I don't feel like Trader Joe's is in on the collusion. You know, if it's Star-Kissed, they're getting together with Chicken of the Sea. And they're like, I think we can get $3 a can out of these fucking rubes. They're like, okay. And then Trader Joe's charges like 75 cents or something. Maybe it's more. Don't quote me on that. Well, fuck you, Star-Kissed, and your goddamn collusion. And your killing of... maybe they're dolphin safe. I don't know. I'm saying I don't know a lot. I apologize for keep making statements and then undercutting myself with I don't know. It's a common theme of this show, which is not good. Stop listening. Nah, don't stop listening. I'm gonna stop talking about how bad the show is eventually. I guess I don't talk. You know what? I'm gonna start right now. I don't talk about it that much. I don't talk about the show on the show that much anymore. In the beginning, if you go back and listen to the beginning, yes, I analyze a lot of self-analyzation, and then we just moved into me reading news headlines and saying something stupid and then saying I don't know, which, hey, who doesn't enjoy that? Well, I guess some people. Well, what's this? Oh, New York police arrest first suspect in Proud Boys street brawl. Oh, the Proud Boys. I saw on Facebook, I try to stay off Facebook, but I can't help it. Because I go on Facebook and I get mad, and then I say, I'm not going to go on Facebook. But I was on Facebook, and a comedian that I know is being like hassled by these Proud Boys, like on Twitter. And I don't like these guys. If you're not familiar with them, they're kind of they call themselves Western chauvinist, and they keep saying, "I won't apologize for creating the modern world." And I might have talked about this before, but they didn't. I don't understand why these guys. I'm guessing by the looks of them, not too many of them in on creating the modern world. We're all participating, sure. But creating, it just seems like a huge claim for what appears to be not the brightest people in the world. Like who created the modern world? Steve Jobs? No, not really. Google? I mean, I don't even know. I have no idea even what it's supposed to mean. But those guys are dicks. Mega Millions jackpot raises to $1 billion. Now, listen, we got to do this. I bought my Mega Millions ticket the other day. And if I had won it, I would have split it with everybody that listens to this podcast that could have showed me their Mega Millions ticket. I got to go out and buy another one today. You do the same. $1 billion split amongst all of us, we can do okay. If I could split $1 billion with everybody who's listening to this podcast, I'm pretty sure we'd all still be rich. So get on it. Let's do it. Let's make some fucking money. And then we'll all meet at my new mansion. Everybody that's in on it can come over to my new mansion, which will be located. Well, I'm not telling you. Although I think I might be moving, but you'll know that when I move. Arizona man, 62, falls into mineshaft, breaks bones, and kills 3 rattlesnakes before being rescued days later. That's a tough dude. See, I feel like I see a lot of people acting like they're tough online, but that is legitimately a badass. I wouldn't want to mess with that. That's just even like if someone's like messing with you, trying to start a fight or just annoying you. Like, I don't know what would happen. Maybe someone's talking at the movies, and this guy turns around. And is like, "Will you be quiet?" He's like, "Shut up, old man." He said, "Listen, I fell down a mine shaft, broke my leg, killed 3 fucking rattlesnakes with my bare hands. I think I can handle you." And then he's like, "Well, since you put it that way, I think I'll pipe down. Enjoy the rest of the movie, Snake." I would make everybody call me Snake after that. And then, so when you introduce yourself, I was like, "Oh, what's your name?" Like, "People call me Snake." Like, "Oh, shut up. Why do people call you Snake?" "Because I killed 3 fucking rattlesnakes while I was lying in a mine shaft." "All right, Snake. Sounds good." No, I'm not going to read that story. School cook who added kangaroo meat to chili loses job. Why did he lose his job? Did it taste bad? You can't eat a kangaroo? I mean, he didn't go out and shoot a kangaroo. Where was this? I'm actually gonna tap through and see where the hell this happened. Because if it was in Australia, I guess you're not allowed. Maybe he actually went outside and shot a kangaroo. That's not cool. This is in Nebraska. So he got his hands on some kangaroo meat. I'm not going to read this thing because this is silly. I hope he gets another job at a fine restaurant in Nebraska, if they have those there. They must. What's, I don't know where the metropolitan area of Nebraska is, but I would just open up a whole kangaroo restaurant if I was this guy. He's probably famous. Probably the most famous man in Nebraska. I'm sure there this is front page news. And then you'd be like, hey, kangaroos. Kangaroo Jacks. We only serve kangaroo. Then you have a kangaroo mascot, and people are like, that's kind of weird. Why is a kangaroo trying to sell you on eating his fellow kangaroos? You're like, it doesn't matter. Shut up. And you have the little kangaroo coming out of the pouch. And you're like, hey, you can eat the baby kangaroo too. They're even more tender. Well, I'd imagine kangaroo's pretty gamey. But kangaroo chili, I would love a bowl. Sorry you lost your job, but I'm sure great things lie ahead. One door closes, another one opens. Kangaroo chef. All right, it's the weekend now, so I'm not going to see you till Monday. But you have a great weekend, and I'll talk to you on Monday. Is that cool? Great. Oh, tomorrow I've been doing a show in Tribeca. If you're in New York, go to my website, chrislaker.com. There you can find where my shows are. See you Monday. We love you.